Marsha Blackburn outlines dangers of Democrat control ahead of Tennessee Senate election. By Kyle Morris on November 3, 2018. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, RTN, the Republican nominee for United States Senate in Tennessee, joined Breitbart News Saturday to discuss the contentious Tennessee United States Senate race and the dangers emanating from the Democratic Party. Trump is set to attend a rally in Tennessee Sunday to support Blackburn. Blackburn says she and her supporters are looking forward to his arrival. "We are just so excited," said Blackburn as she spoke about the upcoming rally. "People are just clamoring to get in. It's so interesting." Blackburn spoke on the current economy and job numbers and explained that it will play a vitally important role in this year's election cycle. "People want to have more money in their paycheck and more disposable income. And with the jobless numbers yesterday, I think what it proved is that once again the steps that have been taken by President Trump and a Republican-held Senate and House have put us on the path to economic growth and productivity," exclaimed Blackburn. "That is what people are wanting to see. It is allowing them to build their version of the American dream." Blackburn then discussed the dangers of Democrats halting America's current economic progress by outlining a number of things current Democrats have vowed to do if they get the majority. They've said the first thing they are going to do is to impeach President Trump. Dianne Feinstein, who would chair the Senate Judiciary Committee, has said the first thing she is going to do is reopen the Kavanaugh investigations, explained Blackburn. "What they will do is continue this search and destroy type mindset." Elizabeth Warren, who would be the head of the Senate Finance Committee, has said her first step would be to repeal the Trump tax cuts and her second move would be to put a tax increase in its place, Blackburn added. Blackburn's challenger, Democrat Phil Bredesen, said he would support Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States on the eve of the Kavanaugh vote. A video from Project Veritas revealed Bredesen campaign staffers referring to his statement as a political move. "That video must have been viewed hundreds of thousands of times," claimed Blackburn. "He made his mind up after the vote, not before, after." Blackburn says Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer told Bredesen to announce that he would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. "Chuck Schumer is already calling the shots on Phil Bredesen and we know that," stated Blackburn. On the issue of immigration, Blackburn outlined what she would like to see happen if elected to the U.S. Senate. "There are several things that can be done. Build the wall. Fund the wall so that you diminish the number of times these caravans, or many caravans, or people approaching the southern border," explained Blackburn. "There is a right way and a wrong way to come to the United States. Coming as an invading force is the wrong way to try to come. We've received, legally, about 1 million legal immigrants each year. We receive people gladly and seek to protect people who are facing persecution," Blackburn asserted. "Let's just be sure we are following our immigration laws and let's be sure that we secure the border. That our Border Patrol has the tools and resources they need to protect our nation's sovereignty." Blackburn also explained that she would move forward with her legislation to freeze the DACA program, should she be elected. Regarding tech companies and the massive censorship of conservatives and pro-life accounts, Blackburn explained her distaste. "I have been after, been in behind, these big tech companies because what they are doing is subjectively manipulating their algorithms," said Blackburn. "We just want to make certain that we go get some things on the books and that they understand they cannot subjectively manipulate, they cannot censor free speech." Blackburn also touched on the crude behavior of the left, saying people are tired of this. Listen to Marsha Blackburn on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125.